It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And Tony Ronalds, he is brand new to our country, originally from Nova Scotia in Canada. He's got a brand new one. It's a really powerful track called Go, and we're catching up with him right now. Tony Ronalds, thanks for joining us here on Ausmade.
Thanks so much for having me, Matthew.
So, Tony, how long have you actually been in Australia for?
Well, I departed Canada in 2019. So long ago.
Does it feel like a lifetime ago with what's been going on throughout this year?
It's so interesting. I get asked that question so much. I'm just really glad to be in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like forever ago that I was in Canada and I had to, of course, cancel my tour. If I'm going to be anywhere in the world, I think Australia is probably the best place to be.
And what drew you to moving here from Canada, Tony?
The song Go covers that nicely, I think. I don't want to give away the ending of the song, but I was dating an Australian girl.
Yes.
And spoiler alert. And what ended up happening was we were having that conversation because things were getting serious. She's adorable. And she's like, you know, at some point, I'm going to be going back to Australia. And I said, just tell me when. I'll follow you. She didn't think I was serious, but we continued dating, and then things got serious pretty quick. We ended up getting engaged after a year, married, and then, like I said, I don't want to give away the ending, but I might end up moving to Australia. You'll have to listen to the song to find all that out.
Awesome, mate. What a great way to draw on your own personal experiences and put it into a song. Is that the normal way that you go about singer-songwriting?
It is.
Yeah.
In the past, you know, I've tried to mask those experiences, taking bits and pieces of songs and mixing them up together so no one could really figure out just how messed up my life was.
Yeah.
Then as I started to develop as a songwriter, I would start to put more of myself into the song. Subsequently, they seem to get more popular. And I guess the more authentic, when the listener can actually relate to the song and feel that and not sort of get lost in hidden meaning, I find that I've reached a higher level of success, I guess I'd say, when I put more of myself out there.
And you were putting yourself out there. You said you had a bit of a tour booked through Canada. What else have you had to kind of look at to reschedule and work around throughout 2020, Tony?
I was supposed to go back to Canada, like I said. I was supposed to tour. I was supposed to become this wildly successful musician here in Australia and begin performing almost immediately after my arrival. That turned into one show. The performing and touring has shut down, but what has opened up is this ability to help other musicians where they're losing income and sitting at home.
Yep.
I've now asked them, like, hey, if I pay you some money, will you produce my album?
Mm-hmm.
Will you produce a song? Will you play on this song? So I do live performances on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And the money that I make, I then pay out to other musicians that are currently struggling. You know, everyone's like, wow, how did you get such a great sounding album? I'm like, I'm working with some of the best musicians who happen to have the time to finally get some work and do it from home. So as much as things have been put off, there's also been other opportunities that have opened up.
And you've actually got a couple of other opportunities that you do throughout your life helping other people as well, Tony.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the biggest joys in my life is giving back. And I recently celebrated 7 years of sobriety myself.
Mm.
And the only way that I'm able to stay sober is by helping others. So I have almost daily phone calls with other musicians or friends that I've met through sobriety, and it's been wonderful.
And you've got a new video that kind of coincides with this as well on your YouTube channel.
Yes, it's called You Are Not Broken. It's exactly about that. I was having a conversation with someone. We were discussing mental health. That inspired the song. I was also taking a music production course at the time. So I wrote the song, recorded the song in 5 days. And all of the proceeds from downloads of You Are Not Broken are going to Beyond Blue. And I've had help from some pretty big names, including Dave Gunning, who was kind of behind the scenes during Rockstar in Excess. He was doing all the arranging and writing for J.D. Fortune. All 25 years of my life are in there, from leaving home, being in a very popular band, then the rapid descent into obscurity, leaving music completely, getting a grip on my life, and then just the rest of it, finding love, traveling, coming over to Australia, and starting new. And I'm grateful for it. I'm having an incredible, successful run with this new song. It's now been locked down by a television show that wants to get the rights to it. It's never on my time, but that's okay. I'll I'll wait for the great things and be grateful for whatever I get.
Awesome, mate. Well, we are not going to make the people wait any longer. We're going to play your brand new one, Go. Tony Ronalds, thanks for joining us here on Oz Made.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. You're listening to Tony Ronalds on Oz Made, and this is Go.